Welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're talking high school hoops, and it should be a fantastic time. I appreciate each and every one of you listening to Prep Sports Weekly Replay, as this is podcast number 60. It's bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage to the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette. You can find this podcast at newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. Show goes straight to your phone on Friday nights. Generally post this and also goes on social media just about every Saturday morning during the high school sports season. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. We start in Hortonville, where the Polar Bears beat the two-time defending Division I state champions Appleton North 63-44. Mason McGlone finished with a game-high 20 points, and Elias Schmidt added 18 for the Polar Bears. And after the game, I talked with Hortonville's Mason McGlone.
I'm just like really excited. You know, this is, I mean, North is always a team to beat you, I don't know, in every sport, but we just came out tonight and we just played, we wanted it so bad. We just played so hard and we played aggressive, and we just, even when we made a mistake, we came back around, and you know, we made the tough shots and we got rebounds when we needed rebounds, and that's just what I think.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like you guys came into this one focused or able to play tonight?
Oh yeah, I definitely think we did. I mean, in the locker room, everyone was super hyped. You know, before the game, everyone was super excited. I mean, I think our warm-ups probably looked a little bit crazy, but I felt like they had a good energy to them. You know, and then we just came out, and we were just so excited. I mean, they had the first basket, we got right back, and we scored right away, so, yeah.
And obviously, it's a different team than the last few years, but how does it feel to finally go out and beat these guys?
It feels so good. It's just been 2 years of just getting beat by them, and, you know, it's just always, you just want to beat them so bad, and obviously it is a different team, but you know, it just feels great because we finally beat North, and they're still good. They've still got some really good players, so I mean, even if they're not the same team they used to be, they're still really good, and we're just so glad that we beat them.
Yeah, I thought you told your performance tonight, 20 points?
I don't know, I just went out there and I tried to play hard. I really just wanted to win. I wanted to beat them. I wanted to play hard for my teammates. I don't know, I just tried to post up and rebound, and it seems to work for me, so.
Big win for the Polar Bears, but next we head to Clintonville, where the Truckers beat Bondiwell 50-40 last week. Clintonville's Presley Rosenau, he finished with the team high 11 points. He knocked down 3 3-pointers. I got a chance to speak with him after the game.
Our team played better on offense, and defense played more as a team. We worked the ball around on offense, and defense we just worked our butts off.
3 3-pointers tonight. What do you think about your performance?
I thought I did pretty well. I had felt confident in all my shots, and they're falling.
What's some things you guys are hoping to work on going into your next week's game, or next game?
Probably boxing out is a big one, and just still working on passing the ball around on offense.
And then, obviously, Aiden Polzin gets taken out of the game, and you guys still let up a point after that. What was key to that for you guys?
Just to stay together as a team, just to calm down and work around, just take your time.
Sure. Anything else you want to add?
No, just get the next one.
There you go.
Also got a chance to speak with Clintonville head coach Ryan Madsen.
Well, we came out playing smarter and a little better from the get-go. We had a couple lapses in there, but I think when Aiden fouled out, I think we rallied just a little bit harder towards the end and actually hit some shots. Some kids stepped up and hit some shots that haven't been there all year. So,
yeah, then after those two Titan goals, or that his Titan goal, he made the two free throws and didn't score again the rest of the game. What was the key to that for you guys?
Their defense, they played it the way they were supposed to, finally, this year. They did. They played it right. We really, we were there to help each other out. We blocked out, got rebounds, took care of the basketball at the end, and that's how we went from, that's how we pulled away at the end. Took smarter shots.
Yeah.
I'm stumbling through.
You're
right
good.
Now.
You're doing great. This is your first time?
No. Okay. I don't know. I just got over there.
Okay. Gotcha. You're saying the right things to me, right?
Okay.
Okay. What are you guys hoping to work on going to our next game?
Next game, conference game at Fox Valley Lutheran. They're coming off a big win at Luxembourg Casco, so we know we got to work on our defense even more this week, get ready to play, keep our heads on offensively, because we focused on getting a lot better shots, and I think we took better shots today. Didn't rush into our offense, and it showed at the end. We were patient, got a couple good looks.
A few weeks, you and I will be playing in the Horton Basketball Alumni Tournament. Your thoughts on that tournament? What do you think? What's going to happen with you? How many points are you scoring?
I'll be lucky to make it up and down the floor
level, me too.
The whole day. Yeah. But hopefully you leave me open for 1-3 at least.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Congrats to the Truckers on their win over Bondiwell. But yes, me and Ryan Madsen, the coach of the Truckers, will be playing in the Hortonville Alumni Basketball Tournament this weekend. Should be a fantastic time. I'm recording this on Saturday afternoon, and just a couple of hours from now, I'll be hitting the hardwood, lacing them up, and they're ready to do some damage. So you better be careful. And also, I saw some chirping from the Hortonville Bulls. I'm coming for you guys. This is not YMCA ball anymore. But seriously, the alumni tournament's this weekend. And just a heads up, if anyone's guarding me, if you're watching or if you're listening to this and you're planning on playing the Class 2012, which, by the way, going for a three-peat, could be our third straight alumni tournament championship. No thanks to me, because a scouting report on me, you don't have to worry about me dribbling. Not going to dribble. Let's see. I can't pass, can't dribble, can't. I can shoot. If you leave me open from about free throw line extended all the way across the gym, about 15 feet out, I can make that. I can make free throws. I'm not going to shoot a three-pointer. I'm going to miss those. I'm going to miss my layups. No dribbling, said that. No, not playing defense. And fast breaks are going to be a disaster. So it's going to be tough out there when you don't have any skills to be able to play basketball. But that's going to happen this weekend. And hopefully I survive it. And if I do, I'll be back here talking to you guys next week, talking high school basketball, high school sports in general. If not, I don't know. It's been a good run. But we'll see how it goes. Hortonville Basketball Alumni Tournament. Check it out this weekend at the Hortonville High School, Saturday and Sunday. And we'll close out with our team of the week. And it's pretty obvious who I'm giving it to. I'm giving it to Rudolph and his boys, the Reindeer. They did a really nice job as Rudolph, Cupid, Comet, and all the fellas. Santa gets a lot of praise, and rightfully so, for what he does for everyone across America. But I think the Reindeer are definitely underappreciated. That's why the Reindeer that carried Santa's sleigh so flawlessly this winter, they are our team of the week. I appreciate everything they've done for me. They gave me some fantastic toys this year, and I appreciate each and every one of them. So shout out to our team of the week. It's the Reindeer that pulled Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. They did a fantastic job. Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And I think that'll wrap it up for us this week. Thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you next week.